Shalom Australia. Former President Shimon Peres remains in serious but stable condition with no meaningful change to his state of health. He was hospitalized at the Sheba Medical Center near Tel Aviv on Tuesday after suffering a massive stroke. He has been under sedation since then. He is due to undergo a new CT scan today, after which doctors will decide on their course of action. Peres, 93, is considered the country's leading elder statesman, and his long career as a politician and as a booster of regional peace efforts have made him beloved in Israel and abroad. News that he suffered a stroke led to a huge outpouring of support. M.K. Bazalgattis of the Joint Arab List drew swift and harsh condemnation on Wednesday after suggesting former President Shimon Peres be remembered as a blood-covered tyrant and war criminal. Hazardous comments were met with outrage by other politicians. Zionist Union MK Itzik Shmuli called the Arab lawmaker a petty and wretched man whose entire contribution to politics can be summed up in sowing hatred and animosity, support for terror, and cheap self-promoting provocations. He is not fit to utter Peres's name. Hours before he suffered his massive stroke, Peres posted a video on social media urging Israelis to purchase more Israeli-made products. Israeli representatives, including Ambassador Ron Dermer, members of Congress, Jewish leaders, and top-level Obama administration officials, gathered at the U.S. State Department on Wednesday afternoon to officially sign the new 10-year, $38 billion Memorandum of Understanding, outlining the terms and amount of U.S. defense aid to Israel. The agreement adds $8 billion over a decade to the amount that Israel receives under the current Memorandum of Understanding. $5 billion of that sum comes from funding for missile defense programs, an expense that has long previously been funded outside the existing memorandum, but is now secure for the long term. Former Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon joined ex-Prime Minister Ehud Barak on Thursday in questioning the military aid deal, saying the $38 billion, Washington's largest defense package to any country in history, is still not enough to meet all of Israel's security needs. In a Washington Post article on Thursday, Barak said that the damage produced by Netanyahu's irresponsible management of the relations with the White House is now fully manifest. Israel will receive $3.8 billion a year, an important contribution to our security, but far less than what could have been obtained before the Prime Minister chose to blatantly interfere with U.S. politics. For the first time, two projectiles fired from Syria were intercepted by the Iron Dome defense system yesterday afternoon. There was no indication that the mortar fire was intentional. Rather, it's seen as a result of the ongoing civil war and struggle over territory in the Syrian Golan Heights. IDF Chief of Staff Gadi Eisenkot on Friday told leaders of the Druze community in Israel that the country is not in any kind of contact with extremist rebel groups involved in the Syrian civil war, rejecting a recent claim by Druze MK Akram Hassan of the Kulani Party. Hassan claimed that Israel's new strategy, led by Security Minister Avigdor Lieberman, was to support the Nusra Front opposition group. Eisenkot visited the town of Julis, meeting with the Druze spiritual leader Sheikh Muafak Tarif and other senior community leaders, including retired IDF officers. He said there has been no change in Israel's policy, and that the military recently relayed a message to the rebels that they should not enter the Druze enclave in Syria. The Druze community in Israel is tied by family bonds and marriage to communities on the Syrian side of the border. The recent renewal of battles between Sunni rebels and forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar Assad has affected the Druze community there. A Druze girl was killed recently in a bombing of Hadeh by forces loyal to Assad. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned on Thursday, a day after projectiles were fired at Israel from across both fronts, that Israel will not tolerate any missiles or mortars being fired from either Syria or from Gaza and will respond with disproportionate force. Speaking in the southern city of Netivot, Netanyahu said the country will not continue to absorb rocket fire, not from the north or from the south. On Wednesday, a mortar shell fired from Syria struck the northern Golan Heights. It was the sixth such incident this week. The United Nations, Russian, Russia and others have called for Israel to show restraint and keep tensions from spiraling out of control. On Wednesday night, a mortar shell fired from Gaza landed in an open field in the Ashkelon region. In response, Israel jets struck three targets overnight, which belonged to Hamas in northern Gaza. Late on Thursday night, in Beit Ula, near Hebron, IDF soldiers shot and killed a Palestinian suspect, 30-year-old Mohammed Ahmad Abd al-Fattah al-Sarim, who fled as they attempted to arrest him. The incident is being investigated. On Friday morning, a Jordanian national was shot and killed at the Damascus Gate. The Jordanian Foreign Ministry yesterday sharply condemned the killing of Saeed Amro, saying it was a barbaric act. Security officials said Amro, 28, was shot and killed as he approached a group of policemen with a drawn knife. Upon searching Amro's body, police found three knives on him. But the Jordanian authorities expressed doubt that Amro had assaulted the Israelis at all, saying he was merely a tourist. Less than an hour later, a soldier shot and killed a Palestinian man, Firas al-Birawi Hadour, and seriously wounded a Palestinian woman, Rahad Kadour, from the nearby village of Bani Naim, who carried out a car ramming attack at the Elias Junction near Kiryat Arba, next to Hebron. On Friday afternoon, a bus driver was lightly wounded when unidentified perpetrators threw rocks and glass bottles full of paint at his vehicle on the highway between Jerusalem and Maale Adumim. A Palestinian assailant attacked Israeli soldiers with a knife in Hebron yesterday morning, lightly wounding one of them before being shot and killed. The attacker, Hatem Abdul Hafiz al-Shaludi, is seen in a video approaching a soldier at a checkpoint and presenting him with a piece of paper, ostensibly his credentials. The moment the soldier accepts the paper and glances down at it, Shaludi is seen pulling a knife out and lunging at him. The soldier manages to duck away in time, and Shaludi then turns his attention to another soldier. He chases him with the knife, and the two are seen scuffling. The soldier wrestles Shaludi to the ground as three more troops rush to his aid, weapons drawn, after which Shaludi is shot dead. The wave of violence is blamed on social media incitement and seen as a campaign to undermine Security Minister Avigdor Lieberman's recently announced carrot-and-stick policy. Anti-normalization activists reject the policy, which includes an agreement to build a gas pipeline to Gaza, which may help alleviate, if not completely solve, the continuous electricity crisis in the Gaza Strip. Also announced is the deal to reschedule the massive debt Palestinian electricity companies owe to the Israel Electric Corporation. Other deals have been signed on the distribution of mail and to lay down the network for third-generation cellular phones. Israel's first ambassador to the 28-member NATO military alliance, Aaron Roni Leshno Yair, on Friday presented his credentials to Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg as Israel opened a permanent mission at the organization's Brussels headquarters. While not a member of the 28-nation NATO, Israel has enjoined military cooperation with the body in a number of fields and is currently a partner of the Mediterranean Dialogue, an outreach program with seven friendly nations bordering on the waterway. Archaeologists digging at Mount Zion in Jerusalem found a rare coin bearing a portrait of the young Roman Emperor Nero. The coin has been dated to 56 CE. About 23 years after Christians believed Jesus was crucified and 14 years before the destruction of the Second Temple. It was minted just 2 years after Nero acceded to the throne. The coin, showing Nero bareheaded, was discovered by archaeologists from the University of North Carolina in rubble outside the ruins of Jewish homes of the era. Swimmer Inbal Pizarro won Israel's third bronze medal at the Rio de Janeiro Paralympics on Wednesday in the 200-meter freestyle swim. Last Sunday, Israeli rower Moran Samuel won bronze in the 1,000-meter single sculls. A day later, sharpshooter Doron Shaziri scooped up another bronze for the men's R750-meter rifle three positions. Israel's national soccer champions, Hapoel Be'er Sheva, delivered a stunning 2-0 victory on Wednesday night in Italy against three-time European champions Inter Milan. It was a festive end to what had been an unhappier day for Israel in the Europa League, as Maccabi Tel Aviv managed to squander a commanding 3-0 lead in minute 70 over Zenit St. Petersburg, losing the game to 4 Russian goals in 16 minutes. This is Peter Jones-Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.